This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 369. We're starting a brand new franchise. Now we're going to hit the Monsterverse. I'm going to start it all off where it all started. From 2014, Godzilla. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, introduce our special guest.
Yes, we have a guest. He's back. He was here a couple weeks ago. He's going to be on in the future. So he's getting full-on intern status, which means he could be anytime call in into the game. We got David here from Faces for Radio. David, say hello and let everyone know where they can find you.
Hey guys, yeah, Faces for Radio podcast is on YouTube and Facebook and all that kind of good stuff. It's at Faces, the number 4, Radio. Come and check us out.
All right, guys, there you have it. Now let's get to some box office numbers here for this Godzilla. 2014, right? Because I remember the trailer, right? Remember when the trailer first dropped and everyone was like, oh my God. I think it's one of the best trailers for Godzilla, besides Minus One. But this one actually was a pretty good one. Anyway, budget, $160 million. So you go, wow, this is actually not that bad. Worldwide total of $524 million to kick off this monster universe. So, Nate, what do you think?
Yes, that's good. I mean, that's good. This is not a franchise. You know, we're not talking Star Wars. Yeah, I know Godzilla's been around for like 60 years or whatever, 60 plus years as far as a franchise. But most of them are Japanese films. They're not American. The only other American Godzilla to this point was 98, which probably didn't leave a great taste in a lot of people's mouth. So, you know, to make that much, very impressive. And you know, it was a success, obviously. Even with a 160 budget, you know, pulling in over $500 million, that means it made money. And that's why we have the franchise that we have now.
All right, David, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. No, it made its money back. And that's the reason why the franchise is still going strong with this whole Monarch thing. I mean, even the series on Apple TV Plus has been really cool. So, yeah, this was much anticipated. I was like on board as soon as I saw that first trailer. But I was on board for 98, too. So I was cautiously optimistic. But yeah, no, it was great. I'm glad it made that money and it deserved it. So with that, we got King of Monsters. We got Kong Skull Island. We got all that stuff along with it.
All right, Nate, what did the critics and audience think of this first film?
I'm going to tell you. Thank you for asking, because I'm going to tell you that. It's pretty good. These reviews are pretty good, honestly, especially for a big kaiju monster movie. A 76% critic score. Critics ate it up. 3 out of 4. Really liked it. Audiences are, it's a little lower, but it's still fresh. 66%. Now, I think that is good for this style of movie. And also, again, the fact that the Godzilla franchise, it's very Japanese and has a lot of, there's a lot of weird Godzilla movies. You know what I mean? So 76 and 66, good in my opinion.
Yeah, that's actually not that bad. All right, let's get into the movie itself. Let's get to the lead characters, right?
Yeah, so just for the fans at home, we will be giving you our opinion on the human characters, our lead human. And also on Godzilla, because he is the title monster. And we'll be doing that for these Monsterverse movies, because you have to score it that way. Because you do follow people around. But the star of the show is, of course, whatever the title monster. So that's how we'll have two scores. And then I guess we'll just either pick one or average it out, however you guys want to do it. But
all right, so lead character is Godzilla. And Aaron Taylor Johnson as Lieutenant Ford. That's the character's name. So, David, take it away.
Aaron Taylor Johnson was a lucky bastard in this movie. I mean, basically, he was just like, I survived. And that was how we went through this. So, yeah, he's the lead human here. But really, he was just like, I'm still alive. I'm making it through. He was the survivor of the thing. And then, you know, and then of course he's got the EOD specialist. So he actually had some, you know, some cause to toward the end of the movie that some importance that made sense. So I gave him a 3 because I did think that he did a good job. He stayed with it. He didn't stop. And, you know, that's what a true hero is one that will just defy adversity and just keep going. Now, Godzilla, King of Monsters, badass thing. 300 foot tall, huge monster. Now, he doesn't come in until later, but he comes in and cleans house. That's his job, beats everybody up. So I gave him a big old 5. Averaging out 4 for the leads.
Nate?
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what David said. I do think it's a bit. So when I was watching this movie, I'm a full disclosure. I like this movie. And I liked it when I saw it in the theater. I saw it a couple times at the theater. And I do just love monster movies. Like big kaiju giant monster movies. Rewatching it this for this podcast, I was very critical. I was like, you know, let me really be critical on it and not just be like, I love this. But it still worked out pretty well because I liked him. I do think it's a little convenient. Literally everywhere he goes, that's where the monsters show up. Like he goes to Japan to go get his dad out of jail, and the Muto wakes up right when they're there. And then he gets sent to Hawaii and he shows up there and Godzilla. Then he goes to San Francisco or the train tracks. And so like everywhere he goes, they go. So that I do think Bryan Cranston's character would have been more fun to follow. I know that's a big complaint online. A lot of people are like, oh, he was the best and then they kill him off. I don't mind so much the storyline of it, but I did like his character better. Family man, loses his wife, you know, at the nuclear facility. And then years later, he's like figuring out what's going on. It would have been fun to keep him alive, personally. Aaron Taylor Johnson, I gave a 3. I think he's fine. I don't really have a problem. He's a good hero. He survives to the end. Cool. Whatever. Got a family. Now, Godzilla. This one was tough for me because he does not show up until 59 minutes into the movie. Like, in full, in all his glory. 59. So, movie's 2 hours. 1 hour in, you're not getting no Godzilla action. However, he is awesome in this movie when he does show up. But I just know, and I couldn't help it. Like, I know what's coming down the line. I know it. I ended up giving him a 4 for this movie because one thing that pisses me off in this movie, there's only one thing because I do like it, but it's every time he goes to fight this freaking Muto thing, they cut away. They like when they're the thing is flapping its wings and like, and then they go to another shot. And then you just see like the aftermath or whatever. Because of that, because they held him off, they went the Jaws route with this, you know, less is more. He's there, but you don't see him. I gave him a 4, but I still think he's awesome. So I guess 3.5 would be my score for the lead.
Okay, let's go to the human side, right? One thing I will say is they definitely killed Bryan Cranston. They killed him way too quick into this damn film. Like, I was even watching it. I got to say, like, watching the movie, I think the movie would have been way better with him as the lead. Way better. I felt the beginning when he lost his wife. It's a storyline that a lot of people would have followed. Especially him trying to prove there's Godzilla, right? Which they sped that shit up mad quick because he was like, oh, I'm going back into the thing. And then all of a sudden, oh, look, it is. And, you know, and I was just like, okay. But then they killed him off. And I was like, so now I have to follow his son, who's annoying. He's annoying, Aaron Taylor Johnson. To me, I thought his character was annoying. Because, like, to me, I didn't feel like he was a hero.
Why?
Because in the beginning of the movie, he's yelling at his dad, going, you got to give it up. There's no.
Well, his dad abandoned him at the same time. He resents it. He didn't take care of his son. So I could imagine he'd be mad.
Right. But I mean, but that's part of the story, though. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, he pretty much something killed his wife and he wanted to know. And he was so deep. I mean, even in the beginning of the movie, he didn't care for his son anyway because he was so into his work. So you saw that relationship there.
Yeah, and so good. That's why he got yelled at.
But I do agree with David. I mean, he did have the hero's arc. You know, he did blow up all the eggs and everything. And I was like, all right, that's cool. That was a cool moment, to be really honest with you. He went back and blew everything up and pissed him off even more. That Muto was mad pissed off. So I was like, all right, cool. I agree with you guys. I gave him a 3 also. As a lead, he got a 3. Now, Godzilla. I'm going to preface this real good for you guys. I was never a fan of Godzilla. I was never a fan of big monster movies. Like, I'm not even a fan of those Pacific Rim movies and robots and shit like that. So I saw the first one. I never seen the sequel of I saw the thing damn once. Yeah, I never seen the sequel or nothing like that. But I just want to tell you, I was never a fan of these things. My wife is a big fan of the Godzillas. Like, she watches all the old ones. So I was like, I never seen them. And I was just like, eh. But this one, I was like, all right, what do I think of Godzilla? First of all, it took him a long ass time to get on the screen. And I was like, oh, no way. Point.
Subtract.
Yes, subtract. I agree with Nate big time. Every time he's about to do something, the camera went right to army guys. And I was like, what the fuck? Minus.
Subtract.
Deducted. Another one. Yes, I kept subtracting. I said, no way. Then when they actually fighting each other, him and the two things, I was like, oh man, he's getting his ass beat. Mad cool shots. His tail is going blue. And I was like, oh, this is going to get good. And it goes to the next shot where it's somewhere else. Them running to a boat. And I was like, we get to the point of getting to the boat. Like, I don't want to see the boat. I want to see these guys fight. And you see them in the distance, which is a cool shot. You do see them in the background while they're running with this nuclear warhead type thing. I think that's where, to me, it lacks with the Godzilla. Minus not much screen time.
They barely left any building standing.
But I mean, they destroyed the shit out of Los San Francisco. I mean, it was destroyed. I gave Godzilla a 3. Yeah, I gave him a 3. And again, I wanted to see more of him. But he did have some cool iconic shots when he held the thing open and he woo, 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 and he blew right into the dude's mouth and then destroyed him. I was like, that was pretty cool. Then you had the other one. He whacked him with the tail and squashed him on the building. I thought that was pretty funny. I was like, okay. I was like, that is pretty cool. But then I was like, yeah, all right. I think he does way better stuff. And I hate going into the future of these damn movies, but you can't. I think he does way better shit. Like, even in King of Monsters. And I'm like, oh, this is obviously this Godzilla. But this one, I was like, eh. I think they were trying to go that the Batman Nolan, the realism Zilla type thing. Because it does not, this character is not the same in the Monsterverse. It becomes more comical.
You're right. I said that to my brother. I was like, this movie does not match. Not in a bad way. This was the first one. So what is it supposed to do? You know, but the tone of these movies changes so much by the time we get to the last one that this one doesn't even feel like it's in the same universe as those movies, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same as if you put the Nolan Batman to the Tim Burton Batman. There's two different Batmans on screen. So I gave him a 3. Okay, main villain, the two toes. Nate, what do you got for the toes?
5. I think they're great. I think they're great. These are great bad guy. First of all, I remember when this movie was coming out and people didn't know, you know, like people weren't sure because they don't show them in the trailer. They don't really show the Mutos in the trailer. You get the people and you get some shots of Godzilla. I remember, like I said, I thought it was a great trailer. And when they finally, I remember people online were talking like, well, who are the villains? Is it going to be Mothra? Is it going to be Rodan? Is it going to be, you know, and you don't know. In a way, I'm glad they didn't go with an established, you know, past Godzilla thing. They made up a new one. I think the design is cool. I love the way their head looks. I like the eyes. Like, they almost look like light. Their heads look like, they kind of look like the front of like a sports car almost with like lights. But I think it's a very cool design. They have like a bunch of arms, and the man one has wings so he could fly. And then the woman one is just massive, absolutely massive. No wings, but gigantic. So I like that the design is different on each of them. And like you said, They bust Godzilla's ass for most of the fights, which I think you have to do. You know, if we learn anything from Steven Seagal, our buddy Steven Seagal, you cannot have the hero just never get hurt. It really takes away. So they were busting this dude up. I love when the one with the wings flies up and then like comes down and like lands on, like he's really pounding on him. But at the end of the day, your hero's gonna win. It took a lot, but I thought they were formidable. They do massive destruction. They kill a lot of people and they eat missiles. I mean, what a cool like idea. Like, oh, we need nuclear power to like survive. One of them attaches itself to a nuclear power plant. And then once they come out, they just be taking these little missiles, eating them like Tylenol. And I like that. That's pretty cool. So I gave them a 5. I think they're great Godzilla monster villains.
All right, Dave.
I went 5 as well. Everything Nate said, that's what I was thinking too. I think the Mutos are awesome. You get them through the entire movie, pretty much. At least the male shows up and then the female comes up later, how they thought it was dead or dormant. So they hide it where the nuclear waste is in Nevada. I'm still trying to wrap my head around that one. But they came out, they're badass, they come together. I liked how they fought together. You don't know what happens when the male kind of disappears for a little bit. I mean, you're thinking, okay, did Godzilla kill it or what happened? And then it comes back and it's like a little friggin' tarantula hawk on top of Godzilla with his wings trying to pull him off. I liked it. I gave him a big old 5. I think the Mutos were awesome. I liked the surprise where you don't know what, you know, which villain you're going to get in the movie because of the trailer. I thought the trailer was spot on. That was like one of the best trailers I've seen.
Yeah, I would go with, I agree. I would have been going with the 5. And I agree with it. You know, the trailer just shows Godzilla destroying a building and all of a sudden chaos erupt, which I thought was so solid. Now, in terms of these villains, I thought it worked very well with the cocoon sucking in the nuclear reactor to show the flashbacks with Bryan Cranston and losing his wife. Flash forward, the same thing happens. He goes crazy. And I thought it worked very well. When he comes out, I was like, holy crap. And you know, it's funny. And the way the director did it was kind of genius because I didn't know there was two. Towards the end, you see the two of them. And I was like, oh, damn. I was like, I didn't even know there was two. And one comes out the cocoon. And then I didn't know where the other one came from. But I thought it worked well. I like the designs. The designs look very cool. They look like freaking moth. Like ugly versions of moth. And I thought they looked cool. Great design work. I thought they did a really good job. And yeah, like Nate said, they get their asses beat. I mean, Godzilla gets his ass destroyed like real bad. And it's cool to see him weak. Because then once he does that blue radiation blast thingy when you want to with a Godzilla blast, it looks cool because you're like rooting for him now. You're like, oh shit. I was like, finally, you're doing something. So I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. So I go 5 across the board there. Okay, action sequences. Take it away, David.
Action, this is where I had a problem. And it was because you guys were talking about the cutaways. And this is where the action bothered me because it starts to get into the action and then it cuts away to some other shot showing the ruined buildings or whatever. And you don't really get to see the whole fight. Also, there's not very many fights going on in this for all together. It's just like one really good fight at the end with the two Mutos and Godzilla. And then there's a couple of minor fights. And then there's some like use your imagination fights where you just see the aftermath and you're like, okay, I got to picture what happened here where I'm not, you know, I didn't get to see the fight. You don't get to see any of it. So I actually went really low and I'm still kicking myself for it, but I gave it a 2.5 because I didn't think there was enough action in here to warrant a Godzilla movie. I wanted more destruction. I wanted more mayhem. And my base, Alex, you were talking about that. My base was Pacific Rim. I was looking at the action in there and I was like, this Godzilla movie does not stack up as far as the action goes. So yeah, I went 2.5.
Wow. That is, I like that. I like that. Bold move. Very bold. All right, Nate, take it away.
I'm not a 2.5. I got a higher score personally, but I see where David's coming from. I gave it a 4. I gave the action a 4. I think for me, while there is, this one has probably the least action of the, you know, movies, there are so many great moments of action where I popped and I was like, yes, I like that. I love, even there's just certain shots. For example, I love the train scene where the woman Muto is like, they can't really see her. You think it's a tree in the background and then all of a sudden it's a leg. And I think the scale of this movie is where it absolutely nails it. These things feel huge and they feel scary. This is probably the scariest of these, you know, the MonsterVerse movies, because everything is shown from the perspective of like people being just little ants and these things are massive. But the flaming train coming out of the dark, love it. The halo jump scene is really well shot. Looks cool. The fight when Godzilla does the baseball bat tail and smashes the one into the building. Loved it. The laser breath, the debut of the laser breath in this, sick. Because it's all dusty. You can't really see. You just hear, vroom, 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 vroom. And you see the tail and you're like, oh, baby. And then he blasts her. And then the head opening and just blowing it down her throat and takes her head off. So while it doesn't have the most, I think it has some really great moments and very well executed. So I ended up giving it a 4. Personally.
Okay. Very interesting. Is man interesting? Because it's two tails here, right? You got David with the 2.5, Nate with the 4. I'm going to give it a 3.5. I'm between you guys because I feel like I was being stingy, right? Because I already know what we get. I'm like, okay, do we get more action in this? And then when you watch the movie, I'm like, I wish we got more. Like, it was missing more action, but I think the cutaways is what affected to me the action sequences in this film. Whereas the humans didn't do as much either, just shoot, you know, the typical shooting missiles and tanks and machine guns. And I was just like, I had to like a little bit take away because I'm like, this is the typical Godzilla type thing, right? I'm shooting that. So I was like, eh, but I wanted to see, how can I do more? I thought the beginning when the egg broke, when she first comes out, was a great sequence. Besides the main character, Bryan Cranston dying. And it's funny because he died at the highest peak of his career, meaning Breaking Bad was super big. This guy is like a hot commodity in freaking Hollywood now. And the dude dies in like 10 minutes into the movie. So they pull the scream on everybody on this one. So Which I remember that, I mean, everyone in the theater
people were mad.
Yeah, people were pissed. They were like, oh, this movie sucks, man. This movie sucks.
I need more Bryan Cranston in my life. Don't kill him.
Why would you sign this guy to kill him in 10 minutes, man? Make no sense. This movie sucks. Right? So you're like, damn. But when I'm looking at it, I'm like, okay, it's a Godzilla movie. Now, Godzilla did a lot of cool stuff that I was like, he does better stuff. Well, I can't say better stuff here than the other one, because the other ones, they did a lot of more stuff. But this one, he had more like that, like I said, realism type fight. So, you know, he didn't pick him up.
He didn't jumping slam jacks him. In the new one. Like, he's doing like freaking sprints. And
yeah, like, that's okay. What I'm saying. Like, this one, he's not picking them up and tossing them like a Lutes press and throws them into a building. Like, this one is a straight up, like, little arms. And he's trying to grab him and fight them and bite him. So I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool. But like Nate said, he hits him with a tail against a building. And ain't no way the guy's getting out, because he full-fledged hit him with that tail. And that tail is big. Yeah, he impaled him right into the wall. So I was like, okay. But I think to me, the highlight of this entire movie is when he grabbed the male one and opens his mouth. And
that's the opposite. That was the woman.
Oh, that was the... Oh,
yeah, the
oh,
male one was like, the one with the wings that he baseball bats.
That was the best scene. That was the best.
He was like, I'm going to give you some tongue, baby.
Yeah, that was... It was like, blah, take some of this.
And then he roars while just holding her head with one hand. This is such a gangster shot.
Yeah.
He's just holding it and he drops it. He's like, well, I don't even need this head.
Yeah, he was like, you suck ass. Here you go, bloop.
You suck but, and you're dead.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's like it's the most iconic shot is that shot, him holding and just blasting it away. So I thought that was pretty cool. But that's the reason I gave it 3.5, to be really honest with you. I think the cutaways hurt the movie. I think if it was a full-fledged one shot, or not one shot, it doesn't have to be one shot, but it was an entire shot of just them demolishing San Francisco. Because in Monarch, the TV show, they show it from different angles. At flashbacks, they show different angles of the fight. Kurt Russell. So you're like, oh, damn, you know, because a lot of people remembering it. And you're like, oh, but I thought it was pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. I thought it was pretty cool. And we're not doing TV shows, but I will say the Apple TV show Monarch did a great job simulating 2014 into the show. The show takes place from 2014 and then it goes, you know, more lore to all of them with the con and all that shit. But the show did a great job bringing this movie to light. So anyway, 3.5 for me, 2.5 for David, and of course a 4 for Nate. Okay, storyline. Take it away, Nate.
Oh, I like it. I like the story in this movie. I think it's good. You know, one thing that I, as we go through these movies, they become less story driven. They also become more nonsense. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, because spoiler alert, I like these movies, but still, this one feels the most like a movie, like a Godzilla movie. I like the story. I like the way it's told. I like the way it unfolds. I like that it starts with the flashback at the beginning. Well, like literally, even though I love the opening credits of this, where it's like going through like the bomb testing and you see Godzilla's like back, and then you see right when he's about to come out the water, the nuke hits it, this whole thing. It gives you a little bit of backstory right in the credits. Then you start off in what, 99, I think it is, with Bryan Cranston in Japan and the kid. You see the devastation that happens there. You see Monarch, Ken Watanabe's character, and Sally Hawkins. Like, it sets everything up. Like, everything is very well put together in this movie, in my opinion. So I really like the storyline. My only gripe, and the reason I did mark off, is Alex, you know me, we've done 300 million of these. I don't like super convenient stuff. And that's what happens, like I mentioned, with Aaron Taylor Johnson's character. Like, okay, everywhere this dude shows up, these monsters show up. Literally everywhere. And it leads to some cool scenes, but it's a little too convenient for me. Also, I don't love the way a Monarch handles the... the big monster at the beginning, the reveal of the Muto, you know? It seems like they're really waiting for the damn thing to come out and kill everybody before they want to try and do anything about it. Like, let's just leave it in there and see what happened. No, let's not do that. Let's try to, like, get rid of it before that. So little things like that. But overall, I think it's very well told. I give it a 4.
All right, David?
Nate, I'm like right with you on a lot of this. There was, I like the backstory with Bryan Cranston and the family. I don't like how Aaron Taylor Johnson's story tries to mix in with that. And I think Bryan Cranston was killed off too soon. I think they could have built that a little bit longer and had him like die in the third act. And I would have been, and then left it to Aaron Taylor Johnson to like kick it in the driveway. I think that would have been a lot better. I do think, yeah, there's some bad writing here to where it's all about convenience. Oh, we're going to Helo you to Hawaii so that you can fly commercial to San Francisco, and then we're going to have them show up there. That'll be great. And then, oh, by the way, guess what? They're going to your hometown anyway, so they're going to meet you in San Francisco when you get there. So I did like the story. It was a little bit too methodical to where I was like, okay, here's what's going to happen. You know every piece of that where it's going to go, but I did like it. I had to knock off a little bit, though, with the stuff that I didn't care for, so I ended up at a 3.5, but I still think it was a good, solid story.
All right. So it was really hard for me on this one, because this one is a story-driven movie.
What you got?
And I hated the main character. I'm not going to lie. I didn't like her much. And I thought it was weird because I knew them two as brother and sister, and here they're boyfriend and girlfriend. Yeah. Yeah, it was mad odd.
They were twins in the MCU, and then they're kissing, and I'm like, wait, that doesn't make sense. It's a little uncomfortable at first.
Yeah, I think for me, I agree with David here. I think if they didn't kill Brian in the beginning, I think the story would have been, to me, it would have been more awesome to follow the father-son trying to prove Godzilla. Like, if the whole movie is him trying to prove Godzilla while Godzilla is, like, going underwater, and, you know, he finds out the one of the tolls and all this crap, I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool. But they did what they did with the story. It was an okay storyline. I thought it was decent. I thought it was a fun movie for a first Godzilla. I thought it was a great way to kick it off. I was like, all right, this is cool. Can they build upon it? It looked like they did, because they got, what, 7 movies out of this one? Yeah, 6. Yeah, 6 films out of this one to start it all off. So I thought it worked very well. So for me, I agree with Nate. I gave it a 4. I thought it was a great way to start this franchise. I thought the storyline worked. So yeah, I gave it a 4. I agree. I like the beginning, the way they cut and made it look like files that comes to life. I always like that vintage stuff. Like I think King Kong Skull Island does that a lot, right? At the end, they show all that stuff. Yeah, the Marnockers, but you see the black line, like the retracted. The
redacted.
Yeah, they're redacting everything. So I thought that was pretty cool. So anyway, yeah, I gave it a 4 there.
Oh, by the way, my bad. 5 movies, not 6. 5 movies in this in this franchise. My fault.
All right, David, what you got for overall?
Overall, I dug this movie. I enjoyed it. I felt it might have been a little bit too long because there was some stuff in the middle that was like, okay, it's kind of dragging a little bit. Right when I'm about to kind of like, okay, I'm getting a little bored, they do something cool. And it was like, okay, cool. Kept me interested all the way through. Like this movie. Congratulations on almost 500. 25 million in the box office, and you know, God knows how much on video, and the starting of this franchise. If this would have been a crap movie, there's no way we would have had this many movies and a series along with it. So the Monarch franchise gets kicked off perfectly with this. I gave it a solid 4 overall.
All right, neat.
Yes, overall, I like this movie a lot. I think this movie is really good. It still works for me. I love the direction of it. I think Gareth Edwards, I think that's one of the reasons why the rest of the franchise feels so different, is because they got different directors, which is cool. I do like when, you know, when these kind of franchises do that. You have different characters, let's try different directors out. But his style, I think, really lent itself well to this movie. I'm okay with, because, you know, I see the same kind of complaints. People want more Godzilla on the screen. People want, you know, you got to remember too, they had a budget. They had to stick within the budget. This was the first one. They didn't know. It's not like now where they know this is a commodity that people will go watch. We could throw monsters on it for a freaking $250 million budget. So you cannot just have him on screen all the time. And I think I love the Jaws approach to it. Like, we'll tease him. You're going to get a little bit. You're going to get a little bit. And then the last hour, he's in it enough for me. He's in it enough. Yeah, I don't like the cutaways and the fights. But at least Godzilla's on-screen line does cool stuff. I think I like the design. And you got to remember, too, this was coming off Godzilla 98 as far as that was the last American Godzilla. And in comparison, this is a far superior film. Great cast, by the way. We touched on it a little bit. Aaron Taylor Johnson, I do like him as an actor. This is not his best role, but I like him as an actor. Elizabeth Olsen, great actress. Bryan Cranston, great actor. Juliette Binoche, she's in it for like 5 minutes, but she's a great actress. Ken Watanabe, Sally Hawkins, like... David Strathern, literally full of like a who's who of like good actors. So I like it overall. Good direction, good music. I wish they did the Godzilla theme. I'll be honest. As far as the music goes, they did not factor it in. Godzilla Minus One, which we're not doing in this segment, but we're going to do eventually. Perfect. They use the score perfectly, right? This, I wish they sprinkled it in, but I gave it a 4 overall.
Yeah, I gave it a 4 also. I thought everything worked out very well. The villains were pretty cool. Again, sucks that Brian died early, but other than that, I thought I wasn't too crazy with Aaron. You know, it's funny, when he talked in this movie, it reminded me of Kick-Ass.
Yeah, because he's trying to do that that one American accent that he does. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was just like, okay. Elizabeth Olsen, she was okay in this role. I like the scientists in the movie. They didn't show him as much, like the ones that we see throughout the other films. I forgot his name, the Chinese guy.
Oh, Ken Watanabe.
Yeah, that guy.
Ken Watanabe.
Yeah. Yeah, he was actually pretty cool, but he gets better in like King of the Monsters. His character gets flushed out in that one. Yeah, I thought it was solid. I thought it was a good movie. So I gave it a 4. All right, total points. Anyone can take it.
I have a 21 out of a 25.
Okay.
I thoroughly enjoy this. Really, it's a 20 and a half because of my 3.5 for the lead. So 20 and a half out of 25.
All right, David?
I am at a 19 for my score.
Mine's is a 19.5. That's what I have.
I like it. They're all different, but they're all close. But we all have different scores.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
All right, Nate, what's coming up next on the podcast?
All right, so kicking off the MonsterVerse here, going to dial it back a little bit. We got to wrap up Jet Li month. It's the last of June. So our next episode will be, David will be back to talk Jet Li's Fearless. Technically, that's the title, Jet Li's Fearless. We're going to be doing that to wrap up his month. And then next week, we continue on with the MonsterVerse movies. Another, in my opinion, kind of a banger, Kong Skull Island. Now, of these monsters, I am a Kong fan over a Godzilla fan. So just let that be known now. But yeah, we're going to be doing some Kong Skull Island and Jet Li's Fearless. Those are our next two.
All right, there you have it. David, you want to promote?
Faces for Radio podcast airs Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific, or 6:30 this week. 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern, 5 new releases. And we do a live show with TurnerFan77, a.k.a. Rich. So hopefully I'll keep him in there, get his math working, and then we'll come up with some good scores. But yeah, check us out on Wednesday nights at 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern time.
All right, guys. So there you guys have it. You guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything AMG podcast, you guys can follow us on YouTube at Action Movie Guys. You guys can subscribe there, leave comments on all the podcast episodes you guys listen to, or you guys can take us on the go on YouTube Music with Action Movie Guys podcast, or Apple, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and of course, iHeartRadio. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.